The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 10th of June, 2008. It's the birthday of the British playwright Terence Rattigan, born in London, 1911, author of more than 40 plays and screenplays, including The Deep Blue Sea and The Winslow Boy, who said, "A playwright must be his own audience. A novelist may lose his readers for a few pages. A playwright never dares lose his audience for a minute." It's the birthday of the novelist Saul Bellow, born in Lachine, Quebec, 1915, raised in Chicago, went off to Paris to write, and while he was there, he realized that he loved Chicago, didn't care for Paris that much. So he started a novel, set it in Chicago, The Adventures of Augie March. It came out in 1954, and it was his first big success. Saul Bellow, who said, "A man is only as good as what he loves." And it's the birthday of the author and illustrator Maurice Sendak, born in Brooklyn, 1928, who thought that illustration should not be used as a way to clarify the text of a book, but as a way to add to its mystery. He wrote and illustrated his book Where the Wild Things Are, came out in 1963, and then In the Night Kitchen, 1970, about a little boy named Mickey travels through a surreal world in the night. In this world, he does not have any clothes on, which has made In the Night Kitchen one of the most banned books in the United States. Here's a poem for today by Liam Rector, entitled First Marriage. I made it cross-country in a little under 3 days. The engine blew out about 100 miles north of San Francisco, where I'd hoped to start living again with a woman I'd abandoned only a few months before. The reasons I'd left her were wincingly obvious soon as I got back to her, and it didn't take long before I again left her. In a few weeks, I'd meet the woman who became my first wife, the one with whom I spent almost the entirety of my 20s. It took about 20 years getting over her after we divorced at 30. Broke then, I took a bus cross-country and was back in the East by Christmas, thinking it would take 3 years maybe to put this one behind me. But getting over her happened as we were both in our third marriages, both then with children, heading for our 50s. She came cross-country to tend to me when I had cancer, with a 20% chance of recovery. The recovery from all she had been to me abiding with her as long as I did, took place finally when we, her sitting on my bed and me lying in it, held hands, and watched ourselves watching TV, something we'd never quite been able to do comfortably all those years ago. So many things turn this way over time, so much tenderness and memory, problems not to be solved but lived, and I resolved right then to start living only in this kind of time. Cancer gave this to me, being able to sit comfortably, to get over her finally, and to get on with the fight to live while staying ready to die daily." A poem by Liam Rector, First Marriage, from the executive director of The Fallen World, published by the University of Chicago Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.